Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Follow our show Twitter, right? At Fan Morning Show. And check us out, radio.com. That's the only place you could check us out if it's not traditional radio. Radio.com. All right, maybe you heard Chris Hoke on radio.com yesterday. I love Hokie. Can we agree before we get going here that we love Chris Hoke?
Yeah, I think there's no debate there.
None. I don't know anybody who doesn't like Chris Hoke.
He's so enthusiastic.
One of my favorites, for sure. But I got to tell you, I firmly disagree with what Chris Hoke said here. Give a listen to what Chris Hoke said about Le'Veon Bell going to camp.
I believe that he will be there earlier. I think that he will be there sometime in camp, maybe when they break camp and come back to the south side. I believe it'll be sooner than the Monday before the first game, so he can have time to get his legs underneath and maybe play a preseason game or two, take a few snaps.
A little more. Why should he be in camp, Chris?
It's reps. It's just getting your legs underneath you. It's a feel. It's timing. It's rhythm. It's everything. It's chemistry, right? Even though he played last year with these guys, every year's a new year. Guys get faster. Guys get stronger. Guys get quicker. Guys slow down. They get slower. They're not as strong. There are different variables to an offensive team.
Okay, so we heard Chris Hoke say that. And again, I don't need to go over chapter and verse how much I respect Chris Hoke and how much I like him and what he's meant to the Pittsburgh Steelers, and his football IQ and his football smarts and what he knows is exponentially more than anybody who ever walks in this room who just does a radio show that's not a former Steeler. Chris Hoke knows a lot. Ian Rappaport we had on yesterday. He's an insider. He talks to people. He said, well, I think it might be okay for Le'Veon Bell to head to camp and get there and maybe show up like a week and go through some drills. We've heard other people say that. I don't understand why anybody in their right mind would think it'd be a good idea for Le'Veon Bell to set foot in camp for one day. That's one part of this whole thing that I can't wrap my head around. Whatever side you're on, if you're on the Lev Bell side, if you're on the Steelers side, if you're on the side like me where it's really a no-fault thing, it's just people who can't come to an agreement, I don't understand how you can't arrive at the point where it makes absolutely positively no sense for Le'Veon Bell to go through one moment of training camp.
Well, Chris actually said, he kind of said it the wrong way. I think what he meant was preseason, because there's a difference between training camp and what's still the preseason, because training camp, the last practice at St. Vincent College is August 15th. That leaves 3 weeks between then and the beginning of the regular season. And I think Chris kind of mentioned that, you know, instead of signing the Monday, you know, like a week before the opener, that this year he may sign that tender, you know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks before.
To me, he shouldn't do anything until
show up
game
in the preseason.
Week.
Well, that's a matter of opinion. Mm-hmm. And I see where Chris is coming from as a player standpoint, and probably going back to what he needed. Now, and again, Chris was never when he had to start, he was really good whenever Casey Hampton was hurt. But he wasn't really a starter, you know. He felt he competed for a job every year. There was nothing guaranteed. And so his attitude probably is a little bit different in terms of needing the preseason.
Wasn't he also a guy who was in a vintage where across the board people went harder in camp?
For the most part, yeah. And which is another that actually, I think where you're getting to that would back up your point that what's he going to gain from being in training camp? And I do agree with that, but I think an extra week or two, at least you know at least one extra week, I think would behoove him. I would not play Le'Veon Bell in a preseason game. I just wouldn't do it. I don't know if Ben and AB will play in preseason games. Maybe one. If I were Bell, I think I would report a little bit earlier, because he needs to have, hey, he wants to get paid, right? I think he needs to, if he wants to play better and put together a more consistent season. Yes, there is a risk of some kind of an injury, but I think more preseason work would do him well.
I'm an advocate for doing away with the preseason games, for doing away with training camps in so much as how it's structured now, but I'm also someone who doesn't have an answer either. I know that, and that stinks. I know you have to get ready. I know you got to prepare. I know you got to get out there and hit to be ready to be hit in the regular season. But I don't think Ben Roethlisberger should take one snap. I don't think AB should take one snap. I don't think Le'Veon Bell should ever take one snap. But then how do you prepare for the regular season?
Right. And then how, and where do you that's like the old problem. Like when Mike Tomlin talks about, other coaches talk about this. When you sit guys, and it's like the Machado thing we talked about where they pulled him out of a game where the field was wet because they didn't want him to get hurt so they could still trade him. Buck Showalter says, what do I tell the other eight guys? Well, if you're Mike Tomlin, what do you tell Pouncey? What do you tell DeCastro, Ramon, you know, all the guys on the offensive line? What do you tell those guys? And so on down the line. There's always that next guy, like the first guy who's left out or whatever. And you're right, there is no answer to it. At some point, I think we may come to a situation where, but it's never going to be equal for everybody. I'm trying to come up with a thing where, okay, it's the same. For example, the Ben doesn't play any preseason at all. AB, no preseason. Well, they're playing a team in the opener where they've got a rookie quarterback who may end up winning a job. And so all of a sudden you're going up against a guy, and I know he's a rookie, a guy who's played four preseason games in Baker Mayfield and other guys that have gotten a lot of work. Is that an advantage for the lesser team? I don't know.
It from another aspect, too. Think about if you're James Conner, if you're Stephen Ridley, if you're Fitzgerald Toussaint.
Sure.
What's the incentive? How do you incentivize going out there and busting your butt in camp when you know a guy's going to walk in on a Monday and start?
Well, because
that's kind of a kick in the pants.
It isn't, but it's an opportunity, especially now Ridley's a veteran. Toussaint is sort of a veteran. Conner, I guess by now, is a young veteran. But, you know, there are carries to be had, maybe. And you can compete, you can show, and Conner has a chance to be the starter next year.
All you can control is what you can do, Jim.
Yeah, but I think that those guys are going to get tons of reps. Does it increase their chances of getting hurt? Yeah, but I mean they need to prove more than other guys.
Is there a way this won't be weird? We talk about that coming up next. It has to be weird all year with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Jim, something I noticed, these box scores here. If Austin Meadows was sent to Indianapolis to make sure he got reps, why hasn't he played the past two nights in Indianapolis?
I you know what? I haven't checked their box score. So.
I just decided on a whim to kind of check them to see what he was doing. He didn't play Monday or Tuesday.
I do that every once in a while. Maybe he's tired.
Maybe. I don't know. Did they make him walk to Indianapolis?
I'm not sure.
I mean, that doesn't seem to add up. Maybe he's hurt. You know, he could have a lingering injury. Or maybe they wanted to get him. Well, he was off his feet. He said he was nailed to the bench for a week and a half.
I know.
That's weird to me. Anyway, Steelers. Speaking of weird, is there any way this won't be weird? Is there any way we can go through the season and it won't be? When CBS comes to town for the national games, and the Steelers are a national game all the time, it seems like, or at least a big game on their network, whenever the New York Times comes into town, whenever the NFL Network comes into town, whenever they have sit-downs with the coaches and with the players and the national media, won't it always be a perpetual topic of conversation? Next year, next year, next year. Last run at it. All the band's only together for this last run, and then it's sayonara, see you later, Lev Bell's out the door. I just don't find a way in which it can't be weird all year.
Well, and I think you hit on it, because for those of us locally, I mean, it is different than last year. I mean, it's a similar situation to last year, but you're right. It's different in that this is probably it for him. But it's not going to come up locally much because we're going to get sick of it. And it's just not, it's not news. It's not new. But it is when, you know, NBC comes in for a game or ESPN comes in for a game. They're on CBS all the time. But when Fox has the games, when there's a couple NFC games at Heinz Field, then the Fox crew comes in. Well, that's new for them. So I think there are those instances, you're right, that when those out-of-towners come in, that it becomes an item for them, for a different audience. But for us, it's you know, the players are going to get sick of it. And at some point, you do actually do concentrate on what's happening on the field as opposed to what may happen in 2019.
All right, we got to get into this real quick. So Legend's on the line. Legend, listen here. We talked about this yesterday because of the home run derby. We said that Bryce Harper's dad, his beard and his facial features, hair notwithstanding, that his beard looked exactly like Billy Mays's. Right, Legend? Okay?
Okay.
You're following us so far.
I'm following you so far.
And then we said we thought that there was a way in which Billy Mays, the late, great Billy Mays, that he and TC, the vendor, knew each other. Are you calling to confirm that?
I am calling to confirm that. TC did know Billy Mays. I also have some other breaking news for you.
Let's hear.
TC was a standout tailback for Stow Rocks High School. Well, TC also was a standout tailback for the University of Northern Iowa.
What? In the Uni Dome? Like, were they?
Yeah.
Get out of here. Tom, the vendor
was.
TC was a running back at Northern Iowa.
Northern Iowa. Yes, he was.
Wow. Legend, have you bumped into the Shenderovich brothers anytime recently?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I got breaking news about them.
Let's hear it.
I got their favorite lunch item.
Let's hear.
Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
It is a steak Cobb salad, double egg, no cheese. Great salad at the, you know, restaurant that they
frequent. Yes, absolutely. Legend, my man, right there. He sees, he bumps into the Shenderovich, he tells me all the time. Wait a minute. Now, this is huge news for the Fan Morning Show. So TC the vendor, who's at games, you see him all the time, dumps water on his head, goes crazy, Pittsburgh legend. TC was a running back at Northern Iowa. We're going to have to do some research on this. Goes from...
How old is TC?
He's got to be 60. Well, how old was Billy Mays? He's got to be 60. We got to dive into this.
I'm just going to take a stab.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.